little senior boy.
I guess I am, aren't I?
Yeah.
Holy cow, that's crap scary.
How long have you been here?
About a year.
Oh,
yeah,
five.
About a year.
That's long enough.
Which is
scary.
That's gonna be the longest.
Will want to call the meeting to order.
Call the meeting to order at 7:01.
And then you will want to welcome DeLon as the new member.
Welcome DeLon.
Mortimer.
Is the new member.
Yes. And excuse Dan Bergeson.
Tonight. Is that all we're missing?
And Jared.
Yes.
Also.
And then we're going to welcome Mayor Hall first, if there's no other remarks.
Yes. Yeah. Welcome Mayor Hall here. Congratulations on your new position.
And you can come up and speak into the microphone for me.
So I just wanted to come and address the Planning and Zoning Commission tonight and just lay out a couple of the visions and some of the things that people have visited with me about. The first thing I wanted you to do is thank you for your service. I realize that this is a very unthankful job. It requires some time, but you guys do a great service for Lewiston and you do an outstanding job of it. We are grateful as a city council and as a city to have you men there doing this job and providing this. What the city would ask of you is to look to the future and prepare for it. We don't want to have something kind of blindside us. We want to be prepared for what's coming. We can look to the south and we know that development is coming. In the months of October and November, I think we approved 11 building lots in Lewiston alone. We had 9 all of last year, I just learned. So we know that it's coming. The one thing that I would ask of you specifically is to be trained. There's some, when you accepted this job, you accepted that you will be trained. There's a couple of things that we have to do. We're gonna do one of them in City Council in 2 weeks, about the open meetings. That's a required training for every planning and zoning commissioner in the state of Utah. And then the month after that, we'll do some ethics training. That's another one that is, it's not mandatory, but it just as well be, and every municipality is strongly advised that they do that, their city council and their planning and zoning, and all of their boards that make decisions. Anyway, we ask that you would be trained, that you would come to the meetings prepared. Stephanie does an amazing job of keeping us up to date. I've been on her weekly emails, bi-weekly, whatever they are, and I read them every single week. I've been doing that since first part of November. I can't believe how well it has prepared me for the issues that I have faced in the last 30 days, being the mayor, and with the things that were coming in. So I would ask you to read those. Come prepared to talk about them. We've asked you, we being me and the previous mayor and city council, we've asked you people to come here because you can think outside the box and you can offer solutions. We want you to talk about things and offer some solutions. I would ask that you keep a few things in mind when you're looking for the solutions. And number one would be, look for the betterment of Lewiston. And do that without infringing upon people's property rights as much as possible. I want to give you an example. We have numerous non-conforming lots in Lewiston. Lots that it was part of a 120-acre farm, and there was a house with some hay sheds and things. The house and hay sheds got sold off when the family died, and the land got bought up by another farmer. So now there's a 1.5-acre lot, and it has a house on it. And he comes in, and he says, "Golly, I have a 100-year-old house. I'd like a new house." And we have the tenancy in Lewiston historically.